This is Reading Lesson 11. Read number 1.
America.
2.
Taxi.
3.
Qajar. Qajar.
4.
Sham.
5.
Yak.
A final
ya
also has the Y sound when it links a word ending in a vowel sound with the following word. You'll see this in number 6, where it's pronounced
yeah.
Try to read number 6.
آقای تاج. آقای تاج.
In number 7, you see this letter twice. At the end of the first word, it has the Y sound. At the end of the second, it does not. Read number 7.
برای کی؟ برای کی؟
Number 8 begins with a new letter, the
Rein.
Here it's in initial position, connected to an
Aleph.
This is another letter that's difficult for English speakers to pronounce. Repeat after the speaker.
Gaz. Gaz.
Look at number 9. It starts with a
Rein
and ends in a
Qaf.
The sound of these two letters is similar, but not identical. Try to read number 9.
Ghariq. Ghariq.
Now read the pair in number 10.
Gand. 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 Gand.
Number 11 shows this new letter in its final position. Try to read number 11.
Zag.
12.
Bar.
In number 13, you see both a final
Rein
and a final
Qaf.
Read number 13.
Barg. 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 Barg.
Numbers 11 through 13 show the
Rein
in final position when it follows a non-connecting letter. When it follows a connector and is joined to it, it changes shape. With this in mind, try to read number 14.
Bakar. Bakar.
Now look at number 15. It begins with another new letter, the
F,
which sounds like an English F. Here you see it in initial position. Try to read number 15.
Farar. Farar.
This new letter looks just like the
Qaf,
except that it has one dot over it rather than two. Now read number 16.
Farigh.
Number 17.
Qurban.
Number 18 shows the F in final position. Read number 18, which means snow.
Barf. Barf.
19.
Gharf.
In number 20, you'll see the F in its medial position. Notice, too, the two diacriticals. Read number 20.
Zafar.
This is the end of Reading Lesson 11.